I certainly hope he's back. I think he is a tremendous player. You know, obviously free agency is always a question mark. You never know how that's going to turn out. But I think he's a guy that's shown in the past that he has what it takes, and he's shown through the course of the season how he's evolved and played towards the end of it that he's a tremendous quarterback. And I think it's very rare that you get a chance to trade for a guy like that. And unless you're planning on drafting a guy like that very high in the draft, it's hard to come by him in the draft as well. So, you know, I hope that we can retain him. Like I said, that's the most important position on the field. But if not, you know, life goes on and you play with what you got. So, but I'm very comfortable with him. I think he's a very smart guy, tremendous quarterback, and throw it with his arm as good as any, I feel like, when he's healthy. And another offseason, again, that leg even healthier should improve him even more. So, we'll see what the offense, what the offseason holds for us.
Had a big play on the first carry, touchdown. Was there any correlation to that? The more you work on it, the better you have production.
I think that there's ways to be. I try not to get too caught into the under center versus shotgun. Obviously, DeMarco has said before that he's more comfortable under center, but I don't. I think that they both present advantages. To tell you the truth, on that first play you mentioned, they weren't lined up right. And I think if you look at it, they were struggling to line up at the end of the play, and then all of a sudden nobody was in a gap that they were supposed to be. So, you know, whether it's shotgun or under center that caused that, I think that that's the biggest thing. We did some things different this week that we haven't done really all year. But I still think the biggest thing that allowed for success and has allowed for most of our success on the road to come is that we have had very few pre-snap penalties, mistakes, and things like that. And I think that that leads more to the away game's cadence than it does to the home.
Did you use silent count at home?
We have not silent count at home, but we have thought about it because we have had more success down the road with that cadence.